He comes from South, and he's a great speaker, and he's a teacher, and he communicates the profound spiritual ideas and modern scientific framework. We'll go to him right after this song, so we get a little settled and get a little time, and we start this wonderful interview and discussion right after this beautiful duet. Beautiful memories coming right your way. As we mentioned earlier, we are very fortunate to have Dr. R.K., who is in our studios, and we really have to be thankful to Sanjay Saxenaji, because he's the source who brought him to our studios to give us a few minutes of his thoughts on spirituality, as well as how we can manage stress. And his theme is that don't avoid it, but use the stress to enhance your life. So rather than me saying anything, we'll go directly to Sanjayji first, and who will then introduce Dr. R.K.
Good morning, listeners of Sounds of India. I'm thankful to Harishji to give this opportunity. With us is Dr. Ramakrishna. He is a very senior disciple of a modern thinker who is really ancient and modern at the same time, who has reflected well on the human conditions and to diagnose the root cause of the current human condition, not just the cause, but also the solution. Dr. Ramakrishna, who comes from South India, Hyderabad, and he is very articulate in presenting the spiritual thoughts and the solution to human condition in modern scientific framework. So we will begin this program with the first question coming from our host, Harishji.
Okay, that's wonderful. And as you know, Sanjay Saxenaji is part of Gayatri Parivar, who have very wonderfully done every year many, many functions at Satsang Center. If you have not attended, we really would like you to attend those. And before we forget, we have a very short disclaimer, which is that neither of the two parties, neither Sanjayji or us, have been compensated either way for this program. This is totally as it being done as a community service. So once we have that cleared, that part out of our way, here we start with the question which I mentioned earlier, which really stood out for me when I got all your lectures and I read some of it, that how do you manage stress by not avoiding it?
Dear friends, first of all, understand what is stress. Stress means that we are facing a problem which we find that we are not able to cope up. That is the main reason of stress. But whenever you learn something, we always start with something we don't know and learn it. For example, when we want to learn driving, it starts with a stress, with an intention to learn driving. But when you face it properly with the known laws, that is exactly what I want to convey you in these lectures, that if you know the laws and how to learn it, the stress becomes an art and technology of learning. That is why we are not avoiding stress, but we are learning the art and technology of facing them.
That is great. Could you also tell us the integration of science and spirituality, because that's what has been your main theme?
Certainly. First of all, let me be very clear about defining religion or spiritualism. According to my Param Pujya Gurudev, who taught me all this science of spiritualism, he defines that spiritualism is understanding the laws of living. Life itself and understanding the laws of life is real spiritualism. And whenever you want to attend a law, we have to go through three very clear-cut steps. First is an experiment, then we observe, and then we give an inference and get a law. So wherever these three steps are utilized in understanding the laws of life, which we just don't know about it, just we are born and just we go to the tombs, but in between this time of birth and to death, actually we are not at all aware of life. That is the laws of spiritualism. And we, through the formula of Gayatri, give you the science of living, where I mean the science means an approach to life in thinking and habit formation, utilizing the process of the scientific experiment, observation, and inference.
Could you give a little bit more details about that science and art of living?
Certainly. Whenever we talk about science, or when we talk about something to understand about a particular phase of life like chemistry, in that science, we go to the fundamentals of all matter, to the atom and its particles. And once we could understand the nature of the atom, its electrons, protons, and neutrons, this big development of various branches of sciences in chemistry have developed. Similarly, to understand life, we have to find out what is fundamental in our life. The most fundamental part in our life is breathing. We breathe, but we are aware only that we are breathing when you have some nose trouble. If not, we don't even know and we are not aware of breathing. So the first scientific aspects of religion is to understand the aspect of breathing. And here itself, as I have always learnt and told my students in physical chemistry and organic chemistry, that when once you know a fundamental aspect, you get some command. Now, the science of religion, which I always define as the science of living, when once you know that breathing is important, in geological books it is always written that those animals who breathe at a faster rate, say around 35 breaths per minute, their longevity is about 30 to 40 years. And those animals which breathe only 4 breaths, their longevity is to about 500 years. So once you concentrate on this fundamental aspects of breathing, the longevity automatically increases. So this is one scientific aspect. Breathing, 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 we should be aware of it. And being aware of breathing is exactly the yoga science of pranayama, the various types of breathing. Fast breathing, slow breathing, left and right nostril breathing. So all these types of breathing gives us a certain mental ability to understand life. The next step about the science of living is there should be a relaxed response, what we call, as Dr. Ben Johnson in his book, he is a cardiologist, he says about the relaxation response, saying that sleeping is the best relaxation response which we have in our life. When we don't have a sleep, and if we have everything in the world, you think you can imagine how you will feel. So the art of sleeping, the science of sleeping, the science and technology of sleeping is exactly what is given by the asanas and meditation. So these are the three scientific aspects in religion which we have to know. Breathing, that is pranayama, asanas is utilizing the physical body, and meditation utilizing the mental body.
That sounds great. And Sanjayji, you wanted to add something or add a question to it, please?
Yes. Dr. R.K., you mentioned about the meditation. But I heard you saying that there is a difference between meditation and the dhyana. Dhyana as it is in the Ashtanga Yoga of Patanjali. Meditation is a very misunderstood word these days, so I would like you to reflect a few points on the difference between dhyana and meditation and how we can really benefit from the deeper aspects of the dhyana yoga.
Meditation, of course, is the nowadays much used word, and probably I think it is used in many different contexts. But it is not wrong, but it is our ignorance of understanding the context which is important. For example, when we use atom in the concept of Dalton, it is indivisible. When we use the word atom in the context of Niels Bohr, it is divisible. When we use it in the context of Einstein, it is both energy and matter. In this way, the meditation has three very clear-cut levels, what is known as the dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. Now, this dharana is known as concentration. Dhyana is known as meditation, and contemplation is known as samadhi. So these three levels of utilizing the mind is like utilizing the atom in three different contexts as a divisible, indivisible, and of course it is energy itself, law of mass energy equivalence. So generally in writing our examinations and in the modern education system, it is the dharana, the concentration, which is important. So when we concentrate while we are writing an examination for 3 hours, we are aware of what is happening all around us. Sometimes we are very clearly understand what is being discussed by the invigilators or somebody by you. But still, you are concentrated in writing the answer. This you must have a very clear notion. You are concentrated in writing the answer, that is dharana, but still you are aware of the surroundings. Meditation, a bit difference. For example, when an engineering student comes to the home and he is enjoying his vacations, but when we ask him what you are doing, he will say that I am an engineer. Even though he may be doing other things, whatever if he is preparing for medicine, he will say I am a doctor. If he is preparing for engineering, he will say I am an engineer. So this concept of continuously aware of his goal throughout his every level of consciousness, whether playing or eating or drinking, this is meditation. Dharana is, he is aware of different things on which he is concentrated. Meditation is reverse of it. He is aware of many things, but he is aware only of his goal. So the proper way of meditation is to think in many, many different aspects about the goal. For example, your goal of meditation is rose, the flower rose. For 15 minutes, you can concentrate on the different availability of rose colors. Another 15 minutes, you can think about the species, the petals, the utilization of the petals. And in another 15 minutes meditation, you can think of where it is grown, where it is found, and which rose is good. So, thinking about the same topic from different angles is meditation. Being aware of different things but being concentrated on the work you are doing is concentration. And then, when you forget yourself and the surroundings and become the object itself, when you realize it, what we call it as self-realization, it is known as samadhi, contemplation.
That is a beautiful way of describing this meditation part and samadhi, but the thing is, we need a lot more detailed explanation of these to really understand it, and we have this at this medium we have very few minutes. And I do understand that Sanjayji is going to try to get some public speakings for you where we could hear you and see you and enjoy this beautiful discussion. So we have a few more minutes left. Should we take a break, Bob, and then come back? Okay, I guess Bob is saying yes. Why don't we do that, and then we'll have our final words. And a very special question I want to ask Dr. R.K. is because he attended a youth conference where he said that how to handle the challenges of children growing up in modern America. I guess that's a subject which it intrigued me, and I would like to ask him. But before that, just a very short break. Thank you very much. Well, we are having this good fortune to listen to Dr. R.K., and as you could tell from some of his comments, that he is talking a lot of chemistry. He does hold a PhD in electrochemistry from Banaras Hindu University, if I'm right. We are so, so fortunate to have him right here. And a question which I asked before this commercial break was that what's your message to the youth in America?
The most important thing what the youth must realize is that they think about a complete universal way of life. It is not that you are going to be an engineer or a doctor or your profession, but your approach towards life must be based on three fundamental factors. One is universality. When you think about the entire globe as your home, the entire planet Earth is our home. And then next, you should always remember to spread the message of peace. And to spread the message of peace is the method of becoming yourself peaceful, and you start radiating the vibrations of peace. And in the end, and most important thing is the universal brotherhood. We should feel a link of brotherly love and affection towards the entire humanity, not to one particular community or a particular religion or a particular way of life. So, universal approach towards life, brotherly love and peace is basically what I request all the youth to be conscious whatever they are doing.
What a nice message, what a simple message, but it means a lot. It's hard, I would say, to do it, but it's a great message. And Sanjay ji, I guess, wants to say something. He is with Gayatri Parivar, and I think their main aim is the same of what Dr. RK is saying. So, Sanjay ji, go ahead, please.
Like Harish ji said, that the message for youth was very simple yet very difficult. And that brings me to the next question, that it is very well understood. It's obvious, so obvious that we don't recognize that the human thoughts are the drivers of all human activity in this world. We can blame on so many things towards the current human condition and the world problems, but the root cause eventually comes down to the human thoughts that are driving human actions, be it the scientific progress or be it the terrorism or whatever it is. Everything is driven by the thoughts. And there are no molecules that we can inject or ingest that can change human thoughts for greatness. So I would request Dr. RK to give a little exposition on how we can really bring a revolution and transformation in human thoughts. I know he is working on the translation of very revolutionary literature written by his spiritual master, Pandit Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. So a gist, a summary, and a little guide to approach that literature and the thought revolution and transformation, please.
Jai Gurudev. The most important thing what Param Pujya Gurudev says is, we should know how to think. We are swayed by various thoughts, but we don't know how to master, conquer, and utilize thinking process. He has written four wonderful books, which are known as the revolutionary science books, Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, the literature of the science of revolution. There he very specifically says that first of all, you should know how to think. And when I say how to think, you always remember that even now the present medicine is now understanding that you can change the IQ of your child birth even before he is born. If you can reach some psychologists or neurophysicists, they will give you the technique where the IQ of a child who is being born can be monitored even before his birth, even he is in the mother's womb. All these things which I am now talking are given by Param Pujya Gurudev in 20 small booklets, which are known as the Revolutionary Science of Thinking. In that, he fundamentally asks us to believe that the 21st century is a brilliant century. It is a great century wherein we are sure to see that the planet Earth is going to be heaven. For this, he has given very specific thoughts on how to think, act, and make habits. You see the way in which I am presenting it. First, you should know how to think. Then you start acting on it. Then it becomes a habit. And once it becomes a habit, your thinking process is controlled by the habit. So this three-way approach towards life is what is known as Gayatri. Because in Gayatri we have three very specific steps of thinking, acting, and forming a habit. So the real process of Gayatri Mantra and how to do it has been given in 20 books, and reference by which you can learn and get about them will be given by Sanjay.
Well, Sanjay ji and Dr. R.K., we really appreciate your coming and other members of the Gayatri Parivar who are here helping us out, but they are silent, so thanks to them. Sanjay, you just tell us where we can reach more of the work of Guruji as well as Dr. R.K. or any future lectures coming, or how to generally get the information about Gayatri Parivar. Give us the website or numbers or whatever you have, and we really thank you for coming.
Sure. Thanks, Harishji. Dr. R.K. will be having some public engagements here, public lectures that will be free. Admission in the greatest tradition of the knowledge being free, especially the greatest knowledge coming from the rishis. So those programs will be between September 13th and 23rd, and the program will be posted on the website awgpsouth.org, and we will also post it on gayatri.info, easier to remember. Both the websites, awgpsouth.org and gayatri.info, will have the programs coming up in the greater Boston area for Dr. R.K. And you can read a very great body of work on official website of Gayatri Parivar, awgp.org, where entire work of Gurudev Pandit Shri Ram Sharma Achar is posted, mostly in Hindi, and a lot of work is coming up in English translation also for your reading. And with this, I thank Sounds of India and Harishji for this opportunity to talk about this great subject.
Now, it's so nice of you to come on a Sunday morning, take all this time and come, and we appreciate Dr. R.K. And is there a telephone number we can reach you, Sanjay ji, personally?
Sure, you can reach me on 781-863-8886. That's the number, 781-863-8886. Or you can email me on sanjay@gayatri.info, and we will try to reconnect. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thanks to all of you, and thanks to Bob for doing this wonderful engineering for us. And we are going to, just to bribe him a little, we are going to have a song which Bob likes a lot right after this station break. And thanks again.